Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Brad Pierre on a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today, we're reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. A reading from the Gospel of John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. I love this gospel so much, and it comes to us right after the woman at the well, right? And we hear this so often in the Lenten season, this story from John 4. But then when we get into John 5, we begin seeing, I think, a side of Jesus that echoes what he was doing in John 4, and that's the side of Jesus that is mercy. And before I get into my reflection on this gospel today, I was actually brought to a story that I think is analogous to where I want to go today as I was praying with this scripture this morning. And as I was praying with this scripture, I was reflecting on a recent visit to confession, which I'm sure all of you know can be one where we tend to, not in a bad way, but overprepare to the point of, we'll say, like scriptedness. And I remember I went into confession recently, and as I went in, I had examined my conscience well. I went in, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned." I said how long it was since my last confession, and I just began going on this list of things that I had discerned the Lord was asking me to ask forgiveness for. And as I was sharing this with the priest was receiving what I was saying very humbly, meekly, quietly. And at the end of everything I had to say, you know, a lot of times there will be some words of wisdom shared there, but the question that came from the other side of the confessional when I finished was, "Are you genuinely sorry for having done these things?" And it took me by surprise, right? Because I feel like the priest actually got to the heart of the matter. And I think that's what Jesus shows us here in the Gospel of John chapter 5. He asks the man who's been ill for 38 years. Could you imagine being like ill for 38 years? Maybe some of you can better than I can. But for 38 years, this man had struggled. And Jesus comes and he asks the question that I think a lot of us tend to presume the answer to, right? He says, "Do you want to be well?" And then the man, he goes into the same story that he shared so many times before. That, yeah, I want to, but I can't get down to the water in time because this water, when it bubbles up, people are healed and people always beat me to it. But Jesus actually stops him there and he transcends beyond his story. Because you see, sometimes I think in our disappointment, we settle for the story and we don't strive for the salvation God has for us. That this man was going back into this same story that I'm sure he had shared, who knows, hundreds of times before. But Jesus almost stops him in his response and says, "Actually, I asked if you wanted to be well, and I want you to be well, and I know you do. So rise, take up your mat, and walk." Just in the same way that I had to respond, "Yeah, I am sorry I am sorry, Father, for these sins that I've confessed. This is the heart of the matter. Thank you, Lord, for all of the ways that you transcend our story and bring us into salvation. And in these times right now, I think it's more evident than ever that we need someone who transcends, someone who takes the story, the narrative, and goes above and beyond it to bring us from story into salvation, to bring us from sitting on the mat to rising and walking. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us, especially in this Lenten season. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. Once again, I'm Brad Pieron, a missionary at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.